Susan, thank you for joining us. And, of course, we're talking about healthy eating, as you are a nutrition and health education specialist. And one of the things that people are always looking to do, especially this time of year, is to slim down and get some weight off that they may have gathered in the winter. But also, everybody wants to keep it off. And you're talking about now five reasons to choose nuts and eat them daily. Tell me, why is that, and how can they help?
Well, I think that a lot of people have the perception that if you use nuts in your diet, so perhaps you use them as part of your snacks during the day, or you add them to salads or other dishes that you cook with, that you're actually increasing your calorie intake, and that couldn't possibly be good for you. But in reality, research has shown conclusively that those persons who use nuts, whether it be for a meal or for a snack, tend to be lower in weight than those who never eat nuts. And so that's something that we want people to keep in mind, that choosing a quality nut on a routine basis is a great way to help manage your weight. In fact, people who use them on a consistent basis actually can weigh at least 5 pounds less than those persons who don't use nuts for snacking and for meals.
Okay, but what about cholesterol? What about the fat content? People are always concerned about the cholesterol and the fat in nuts. Tell us about that. Is it really as bad as they say, or is that a misperception?
It is a misperception because there isn't any cholesterol in nuts. Nuts are high in fat, so that is a given, but it is heart-healthy fat. Now, with that said, I would remind our listeners today that fat does contain calories, and too many calories will put weight on you. But if you are using nuts in moderation, then you are choosing a healthy addition to your diet.
So tell us, what are some of the things that it also brings to it? How about does it help with blood pressure, circulation, things like that?
The research, again, is very conclusive that choosing nuts on a routine basis is a great choice for heart health. One of the first things we know is that eating nuts actually will lower your bad cholesterol levels and can lower your total cholesterol, and at the same time, increasing your good cholesterol. So that's always a win-win. We also know that choosing nuts on a consistent basis will lower blood pressure because it reduces the inflammation of the heart tissue and allows for more even and consistent blood flow. And then there's other reasons why we want to choose nuts. There's some components, or what we would call phytochemicals, that are contained in nuts, such as sterols, and another phytochemical called arginine that actually relax blood vessels and, again, help to lower that cholesterol. So there's an extremely strong connection between consistent nut intake and improved heart health.
And I believe there's also a connection with diabetes health, correct?
Yes, because diabetes ravages the heart, and so anything that you and I can do that makes the heart healthier is going to be a way to manage your diabetes if you happen to have that disease. So heart health is always a benefit for anyone who has diabetes.
Okay, so you said, eat nuts daily in moderation. What is the recommended intake?
Well, we recommend what we would tell someone is 1 to 2 ounces. Now, what does that mean to you and I if you just want to eyeball that? And that's about a fourth to a third of a measuring cup. So if you have measuring cups at your home, get used to using those and measure out an amount until you can eyeball it. Generally, it's a small palm size handful. So you don't want a big old pile on your hand where the nuts are falling off the side. You want to be fairly moderate and just keep it within the well of your hand. And you need to use those on a daily basis and make sure that you choose a variety of nuts. The nuts that we're really focusing on in the information that we're sharing today are tree nuts, and so that would be walnuts, almonds, pistachios, cashews fall in that category, pecans, macadamia, Brazil, hazelnut, and pine. And a lot of people always ask me, why don't I include peanuts when I'm talking about nuts? When we talk about nuts and health, we are predominantly talking tree nuts, and peanuts are technically a legume because they are grown underground. Now, peanuts have health benefits, but they also have a lot higher calorie content than the tree nuts. And so we really try to encourage people to choose tree nuts. So when you're buying nuts and you're buying a variety, try to choose a variety mix that has the least amount of peanuts as possible. And again, use them on a daily basis, but use them in that moderate level of a small palm-sized handful.
Well, this is really great information, Susan. We appreciate it. Before we let you go, I know you're busy with the extension work. Tell us where people can go get more information and anything else you'd like to share with us about this subject.
Well, I just want to remind everyone that I'm not as young as I used to be. I've been with the university 32 years, and so the one item that I would share would be that if you are choosing nuts on a routine basis, one of the health benefits we see is improved cognitive function as we age, better short-term memory recall. So I think anyone who's listening today would key in on that. So that's another good reason to choose a variety of nuts to consume each day. And the other thing I would remind everyone is that you have an MU Extension Center in every county in the state of Missouri, and we encourage you to contact that local center for more information.
And is there a main website that they can go to?
They certainly can. They can go to extension.missouri.edu.